WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two of the most beloved opera stars of the last 20 years, tenor Luciano Pavarotti and soprano Beverly Sills, never recorded together in a studio. But now you can hear them together on a new release of a 22-year-old performance of Bellini's I Puritani that was recorded live. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
A couple of months ago, I went to Boston Garden, home of the Celtics and the Bruins, to review a recital by Luciano Pavarotti. 13,000 fans paid as much as $175 per ticket. Pavarotti himself sang barely over half an hour's worth of music, in dribs and drabs of 2 or 3 minutes apiece, between endless stretches of opera overtures and flute solos. The audience cheered. Someone interrupted an aria by yelling, "I love you!" Pavarotti is now 58 and is still in good voice, though he didn't sing his trademark showpiece, Nessun Dorma, and he blew a few notes, something I've never heard him do before. What's even more disturbing is that aside from waving his white handkerchief, he didn't seem to be putting much effort into this performance. But if Pavarotti is the icon he is today, it's because of the kind of singing he was doing 20 years ago. Legato Classics has just issued a live performance recorded in Philadelphia in 1972 of Bellini's last opera, I Puritani, The Puritans, the saddest opera with a happy ending ever written. In the leading roles are Beverly Sills, who was already a bel canto superstar, and Pavarotti, who was just getting there. His entrance gets applause, though not as much as hers. As far as I know, it's their only appearance together, and they're both in spectacular voice. Pavarotti's perfectly placed clarion tone leaps off the top of the staff. Elvira was an ideal role for Sills. As the Puritan maiden forced to marry the wrong man, her voice bubbles with girlish innocence and delicacy. Elvira's big mad scene is very touching, and the faster numbers really glitter. A headline in Variety could read, "Sills Trill Thrills." Both stars have moments of poor taste. Pavarotti holds one high note far longer than necessary. Sills sings one cadenza more in the character of a grand diva than a deranged Puritan maiden. But both take such extraordinary pleasure in their gifts, you wouldn't want to begrudge them their desire to show off. Under Anton Guadagno's stylish conducting, their acting is at least as convincing as it needs to be. It's too bad Pavarotti was never allowed to develop the kind of rapport with Sills that he had with Joan Sutherland. Still, it's a delight to have the two of them at their personal best in this masterpiece of bel canto, the kind of opera in which music itself both reveals and heals the aching heart.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a live recording of Bellini's I Puritani with Luciano Pavarotti and Beverly Sills on Legato Classics.